You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Hey, welcome to the MSP Zone. This is Charles Weaver, and today we are talking about monthly agreements and MSP valuations and how the two impact one another, or specifically, how do monthly agreements impact your MSP valuation? And we have written about this before. We've talked about this before. We've talked about this for probably 15 years at least. If you've been to MSP World in the last 10 years, you've heard us talk about this. But today we're talking about the relationship and the usage and the practice of month-to-month versus multi-year agreements and how the choice between those can and likely will impact your managed services valuation. And the real issue is I think that there's a shift that is going on and has taken place already that is a pretty significant departure from how we used to approach valuing MSPs. And I'm going to get into that. It's based off of an article that we just published called It's Time to Rethink Monthly Managed Services Agreements. And we'll post a link to that in this posting as well. And definitely encourage you to go give that a read. Because there's two components to this that I want to decouple and address separately. One is when an MSP should use month-to-month versus multi-year agreements, and then a separate conversation about whether those types of agreements can and should impact your MSP valuation, right? Two totally different issues, because there could be very legitimate issues, reasons why you would have a month-to-month or a multi-year agreement, and there are completely separate considerations for, let's say, how you are approaching the sale of your MSP practice, and therefore you're trying to create as much value as you can to a prospective buyer. And those are the things that have kind of shifted or are shifting today. So let's get right to it. I think that there is clearly, historically speaking, right, we have come from a perspective of most MSPs on the planet have used or wanted to use multi-year agreements. That has been the accepted belief system or thinking of MSPs, is that the bigger the contract, the better. The longer the contract, the better, right? You have a one-year agreement, that's fine, but it's not as good as a two- or a three-year. You have a three-year agreement, that's great, but it's not a five-year agreement. And, you know, it used to be you saw like EDS and Pro Systems doing, you know, 7-8-year term deals, right? Managed services deals, they called them. And they do happen, right? They do happen still. They happen a little bit less frequently, and we have seen a shift in MSPs using month-to-month agreements more frequently. Why is that? I think that there's many obvious reasons, to me at least. You have, during a pandemic, you have a lot of customers who are seeking flexibility and freedom. They don't want to be tied down to something long-term because that freaking them out. They want the ability to exit a managed services relationship quickly without penalty, and so they seek out a month-to-month option. It does not mean, however, that there are no customers out there who are valuing and still seeking out multi-year contracts, because there certainly are those types of organizations, right? These are organizations that traditionally are more mature in their process, in their thinking, and they do seek out multi-year agreements because it's safer for them. How is it safer? It's safer because they have predictability of their IT spending budget, right? They can budget for their IT management expense more effectively in a multi-year agreement, even with, let's say, a cost of living increase built into the language. that client can really have a good understanding over a multiple year period of, all right, we're going to have a fixed IT management cost and we're going to have a fixed IT service expectation. That is in stark contrast to a, let's say, a cloud or subscription model SaaS platform where you may have complete flexibility in doing month-to-month transactions with that company. But A, you don't know that the vendor isn't going to increase your cost, number one. And number two, you have no idea what the service is going to look like because they're always modifying it, right? They're always changing and updating. Hopefully it's good, but it's not always good. It sometimes deviates from what you need. And that is a very stark contrast to, like I said, that multi-year agreement types of thinking. So I think today the MSP of 2020 is really dealt with a kind of a binary choice of having multiple year agreements or month to month kind of, you know, no long term, you know, the easy to get out of agreement models that will fit the largest majority of customers that they're going to likely talk to. And I think most MSPs should probably have a version, maybe it's not month to month, maybe it's quarterly, maybe it's half a year or 1 year, right? There are some MSP models that just month to month doesn't work out. That could be you, that's fine. But for most MSPs, it's probably a good idea to have at least two agreements, one being a month to month or let's say quarterly, and maybe something a year, 2-3 years. I really don't know if I would go over 3 years anymore. Maybe it still has a value out there, but I'd say most MSPs practicing today could get away with a 1-3 year managed services agreement. So when should you use one or the other? Well, that's not a valuation issue, as we'll get to shortly, but that is a tactical sales issue and decision that has to be made. What does that mean? I'll explain. If you are a MSP and you're proposing to a customer, let's say, a month-to-month managed services agreement, and the client says, well, this is good, but I need a whole bunch of project work done before you can take over management of our IT. The MSP says, well, sure, I can do that. So they give them a bid for the project, and the customer says, wow, that's way too much. I can't afford that. So what does an MSP salesperson do? Well, if they have a multi-year agreement at the ready, they could go back to the client and say, well, how about this? If I reduce your project cost upfront by this amount, you sign a multi-year agreement, and that way you have your project work and you have the predictability of a multi-year agreement. And we also have the predictability that we're going to make our money up over time with you. And that could be a very effective tactic in closing a deal, leveraging initially a month-to-month, but also a multi-year agreement. So hopefully this makes sense. Maybe some of you, maybe many of you are doing this already. If you are, great. That's exactly how it should be used. But here's where it gets tricky or has gotten tricky in the past. I think there's a lot of MSPs who have not gone to the month-to-month model, even as a starting point, because they have felt that it was not helpful to their valuation as an MSP. And I would say that I'm probably guilty of that by, you know, recommending to many MSPs 10, 15 years ago, you should be getting multi-year agreements. And I think that that was correct thinking at the time. I still think that there is a value to those multi-year agreements. I've already established what some of those are. And I think that MSP multi-year agreements should continue in the future. But I do not think that a multi-year agreement in and of itself is solely to be used as a defining criteria for valuation of an MSP. Let me restate that. A multi-year agreement isn't inherently more valuable than a month-to-month agreement, especially if you consider that in those two situations, if you're dealing with a client who was with the company for, let's say, 5 years, right? And you've got a client of 5 years who is One scenario is they're ready to sign a multi-year agreement, and the other scenario is they're ready to sign a month-to-month agreement. I would say the valuation of that one client is identical. I think the fact that they sign a multi-year agreement in one option does not in and of itself mean anything. It doesn't add any real value to the client's, to the MSP's valuation, because it's not about what's going to happen moving forward. It's about what has happened to date. And that track record, whatever caused that client to stick around for 5 years, is what is valuable to a buyer of that MSP practice. And I think that that's a really simplistic and very effective valuation technique. And I think it's useful. You might think it's useful. If the buyers out there, the investors out there don't get behind this, then we'll see. It doesn't really have much practical value. But I think that there is a strong argument to be made for that thinking of the length of the relationship in the past, historical relationship term, is the more valuable term that we should be looking at for valuation purposes, not the future agreement term. I really think that that is just a very sound, safe principle. And honestly, it does protect the buyers as well, because if you are a buyer looking at acquiring an MSP and you've got a new MSP that has a whole bunch of multi-year contracts, but none of the clients have been with them for a very long time, I don't care how long that contract term is, it's not going to be a very safe, predictable acquisition because the clients haven't been around that long. So what's the summary here? Use month to month. If that's what you are comfortable with, use them. I think there are pros and cons to month to month. They might work for your business. They may not work for your business. You may think that month to month doesn't set the right tone for your managed services practice, and I would be fine with that. But I think you should at least have the conversation internally. If you decide to do it, have, probably multiple term types of in your managed services agreements ready to go, and completely separate starting now, right? That concept of the contract term equals the value of your MSP practice. I just think that that is outdated thinking and needs to change, and it needs to change rather quickly because MSPs shouldn't be penalized for having a bunch of short-term contracts, but their relationships with the clients are very long-term and very solid otherwise. Anyway, that's my thought for today. If you have any questions, you have any comments, I'd love to hear them, share them with us. If you would like to come on the program and add your thoughts about month-to-month agreements, sales tactics, or valuation, drop me a note and we'd love to have you on. Until next time, this is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.